Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. I want to start by saying, to telling my friends here, everyone, tell you a bit about the Plata Basin. It's the fifth biggest basin in the world, made up, shared by five countries, 120 million people living around it. It's the basin with the most export of food products anywhere in the world, and also holds 70%, makes up 70% of the GDP of the five countries, and we generate more than 93,000 megawatts of electricity annually. That basin is very impressive. We have 150 hydroelectric plants in our basin. When you see the dimension and the pressure on that geographic space, it's a great deal. Now, how do we address the problem of droughts? Sadly, we can say the basis is grey infrastructure. We have dams. There was Taipu Dam, which was, it was in our basin. It was once the biggest dam in the world. There's those Alto Grande Dam, huge dam that store water and help us to regulate the water in times of drought. It's great infrastructure, but it works. That great infrastructure has managed to keep a certain balance in the during even the strongest droughts. Then there, we have the biggest aquifers in the world, or among the biggest, the Guarani aquifers, one of the biggest in the world, which is the stock part where we store our groundwater, and we're working on how to manage our aquifers in a sustainable fashion. We have a couple of GEF projects that the GEF are helping us with, given the importance of groundwater. There's also of a decision-making support service where for the first time we have integrated the data from the five countries, hydromet data. We have forecasting systems, early warning systems that are being developed, as well as cooperation platforms where we've started to implement communities of practice. In South America, the countries there, we're pretty careful. We're very much careful of our sovereignty, and therefore, we very much adopted a precautionary approach when we implement transboundary cooperation. Nevertheless, we are making progress, and we hope that very soon that integration will be far deeper. Nevertheless, the problems we have in our basin in terms of droughts derive chiefly from deforestation, destruction of the higher basins, the Pantanal in the River Paraguay, and the Paranense forest, which has around the Parana River, which has changed, which has had a big impact. As we said yesterday, also in the groups that met yesterday, the language groups, what most affects the Plata Basin doesn't occur within the Plata Basin. What affects the Plata Basin is actually occurring in the Amazon Basin, because the vast deforestation taking place there in the Amazon Basin, which is destroying the biggest jungle in the world, is having a knock-on effect on the hydrological regime in the Plata Basin. ERD studies say that the pace of deforestation of the Amazon basin could impact up to 30% of the supply of water in the Plata basin in terms of rainfall. For that reason, yesterday we said that perhaps we need to step out of our usual vision of a basin, a hydrographic vision, and see what's happening next to our region, which having an impact on our own basin. So this also means that we have to change our approach. I think the best way to address droughts is to change our vision. Our vision is very anthropocentric currently. Anthropocentrism is destroying our planet. So we need to abandon the anthropocentric vision. We need to see that what we're doing in one part of the world can have an impact on other parts of the world. We need to work on themes that are now global. No country alone, no basin alone, can resolve the problem of droughts. For me, what was very interesting for me, for example, were the EU guidelines to not buy products from deforested regions. The EU decided not to buy palm oil, soy, and other products if they came from areas that had suffered deforestation, and they need to have certification for that. That is a direct response, for example, to what's going on in other basins, what's happening in the Amazon or in the Plata Basin, etc. And finally, I'll take a further step further forward. We saw yesterday and today that we have problems with droughts in all parts of the world. It affects all countries, it affects all regions, affects all continents. And we're trying to find some solutions, actions to resolve our problems in the basins. But really, it's not enough. Now, where is the epicenter of the problem? The epicenter of the problem is called climate change. It's called this model of development that is destroying the planet. Or everything we've discussed in this chamber, it would be great if we could convey it to the climate change COP, if we bring it to our climate change negotiators, and if we could raise our ambitions to reduce the temperature, which is killing us all. That is where the epicenter of the debate is. And hopefully we, together, we can speak with other fora, with other UN conventions, so as with a view to stopping this massacre that is taking place in our planet. I thank you. Oh,